Brent Hesse here with another fall preseason sports show. I'm here with the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball coach, Coach Lee Rucker. Coach Rucker, thank you so much for joining us again on another fall preseason sports show. You're going now into your fifth season as the Lady Hornets softball coach. Well, 5 years and five conference championships, actually. So what's your secret, Coach Rucker, on getting this softball team so much success year in and year out?
Well, it takes a lot of things to have success like that, and a lot of it starts with what they do when they're young and what they do in the summers outside of when we work with them. We do quite a bit off-season to try to help our girls get opportunities to develop within our program, but we're just very blessed to have a lot of girls that go play tournament ball all summer or at least playing in leagues, parents that take them to do those things and invest in their kids, and the kids search out opportunities to get better, and that makes our program successful year in and year out, so that's a big piece of it. So we're thankful for those summer coaches and parents that invest in our kids, and then we invest as well to try to put the pieces together on our end. And the kids come in with the mindset now of trying to win conference championships, trying to win district championships, and so that mentality goes a long ways into what we're able to do year in and year out.
And it was another strong year, over 20 wins, undefeated in conference, and then runner-up in the district, a tough 2-1 defeat in the district final, losing a couple of key seniors, Tatum Palmer and Tori Stoner, are both all-conference honors. And so what was your overarching takeaways of last season and the off-season getting ready for this year?
Well, you know, last year we felt like we could have a strong season, and the way we started the year down in the Kansas City tournament really kind of set the stage. We were able to win over Lee Summit West and Truman High School the first day, and got a good win over Centralia, who ended up finishing second in the state in Class 3. So our girls kind of got a taste early that they could win against quality opponents. Having Landry Marsh in the circle was a big piece of that. She was just so good last year and has continued to work to improve her game. But the pieces just kind of came together everywhere from, you mentioned, Tatum Palmer and Tori Stoner as seniors had really good years. Tatum was great behind the plate. We had some injuries throughout the season last year and never really had all, you know, everybody available at the same time, but we had so much depth and versatility that we were able to kind of overcome that and just had a great year. Came up a little bit short there in the district tournament against Savannah, who is another team that's just year in and year out. They're really tough, and so they were able to get us last year, but our girls have taken that as motivation to work hard this year and continue to strive for those goals and try to get them back this year.
And you mentioned a couple of those players returning, including Landry Marsh, who was an excellent pitcher last year. You also had so many other players with conference or district honors, and Hope Donahoe, Ellie Acree, Macy Albrecht, Charlie Penniston, Ali Probasco, and Hayden Hansen. So you've got a lot of returning players with experience. How do you see the returning players taking the lead to this year's team and trying to, you know, be the best leaders they can be?
Yeah, that experience last year, having success is huge for us going into this season. I'm going to run through some players, but we've got six seniors this year. Charlie Penniston, who is a three-year starter coming back. She has caught for us a lot as a sophomore. She played outfield as a freshman. And then last year, she got injured early and missed a little bit of time. But when she came back, she ended up playing a lot of shortstop for us. She's just really versatile. She can do pretty much anything except for pitch. And so we look to her to do a lot of things for us. Macy Albrecht and Hayden Hansen both had really good junior seasons last year. We've got three more seniors, Molly Kennebeck, Jaden Roddenberg, and Kinsey Fleener, all had roles at times for us last year and helped us be successful, and they're looking to expand those roles. Our junior class, like you mentioned, a couple of those, Landry Marsh, Hope Donahoe is a really good outfielder and has been a run producer for us on the offensive side. She's just really fast and puts a lot of pressure on the defenses. Kylie Link is a junior this year. We're looking for some things out of her. You know, Abby Marshall is a junior. Dawson Baxter, Ellie Acree at first base has started for us 2 years there. So that class is really talented. And then we've got some sophomores with Ashlyn Doherty and Allie Probasco that played roles last year. Ashlyn battled injury and missed a lot of the season. But Allie is a really good pitcher. And then we've got some freshmen that are coming up that are giving themselves some chances to help us out. Jordan Foster, Maddie Robinson, and Macy Roddenberg come to mind right out of the gate. And then Natalie Grotman is showing me some speed on the bases this week. So you never know who is going to come out of that mix and really step up, but we've got a lot of options to look at, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, a lot of options and a lot of talented players, which is a problem, but a good problem to have as a coach, I'm sure. So how has, like, the first week of practice and even in the off season, the competition been for these players that are trying to have a role on this team?
It's good because there's competition every day in practice, and so we talk a lot with them about learning how to cope with that and understanding that you may work really hard for something and then not get what you were hoping for either individually or as a team. Sometimes, you know, just last year's a great example. We worked really hard, had a great season, and still didn't get that district title that we were hunting. But what we can control is how hard we work, what our attitude's like, what our effort's like, and what kind of teammates we are. And so we stress that a lot, and this group really does get along well together. They're good at cheering for their teammate even when they're not getting what they want, and that goes a long ways towards our success because, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, and this group stays together pretty well, so that makes my life a little bit easier.
Talking with Coach Ali Rucker of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball team, and Coach, in the first week of practice right now, but the season comes up quick. Can you tell us when the first games are going to be and first games here in Chillicothe, a chance for the home crowd to come out and support the team?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple opportunities at home where you get to see everybody play because we're having two red and black scrimmages again this year, just inter-squad scrimmages here at Danner. The first one is on Wednesday, the 20th of August at 5 p.m., and the second one will be on the 26th, which is a Tuesday at 5 p.m. So we use those to get a chance to see our girls in game action and get them in game action so they can kind of work through the nerves before we play the first real games. Sandwiched in between there, we'll have our Jamboree at Plattsburgh on Saturday the 23rd at 9 a.m. And then our first regular season games will be in the Greater Kansas City Tournament again this year. That's on the 29th and 30th of August at Adair Park in Independence. And we'll kick off the season with Oak Park and Smithville on the first day.
I know it's early on in the season. What do you think some of the strengths of this year's team could be with so many returning players and the obviously success that you've had over the last several years?
Well, I think our pitching is a big strength. You know, Landry was first team All-State a year ago. Allie Probasco would be most teams' ace. Jordan Foster is a good pitcher. She's a freshman, but we got to see her throw live action this summer a little bit in some scrimmages, and she looked really good. So not a lot of teams around our area have that depth of pitching that we have, so that's a huge plus for us. Defensively, I feel like we can put a really solid unit out there, and so we shouldn't, you know, we hope to not give up a ton of runs. Offensively, you know, we just got to figure out kind of who's going to bring the punch in the lineup. We returned some good pieces. Like I said, Hope Donahoe is a really good offensive threat. Landry had a great season at the plate last year. Ellie, Charlie, a lot of them. You know, we've got some power and some bats. Kinsey Fleener has come a long ways with her hitting. So has Jaden Roddenberg. Macy and Hayden had great summers. So we're looking for our upperclassmen to lead us at the plate where we can put runs on the board and take a little pressure off our defense. But I think we can be super solid on the defensive side of the softball.
Coach, always a lot of lofty expectations for Chillicothe softball. But as a coach, what are your goals? What are you hoping to see from this team this year throughout the course of the season?
Well, our goals haven't really changed a lot the last few years. We want to compete for that conference championship throughout the regular season while we're preparing to win a district championship at the end. And, you know, we just talked to the girls the other night that we have these conversations because we know what the potential is of our team. And it's we want them to understand how blessed they are to be with a group of girls where you get to talk about those things in a serious way. But this group wants to get back to the Final Four. The seniors were freshmen the last time we went, and they're pretty hungry to get back down there. And the exciting part is the pieces are there that it could happen. It's certainly not going to be easy. Savannah's in our district. Benton will be in our district. They're really good right now. After that would probably be Oak Grove, who's the defending state champions. Centralia, but we, you know, last year we beat two of the four teams that were in the Final Four in Class 3, and so the potential is certainly there, and so those are the goals that we strive for every day, and it's a lot of fun that we get to talk about those things in a serious way.
It absolutely is, and lastly, Coach, one of the other things that's great is the support that all the Chillicothe fans bring. What is your message to fans, parents, anyone that comes out to see the Lady Hornets play this season?
If you come out and watch this group, you're going to see a bunch of young ladies that are really easy to cheer for. They try to do things the right way. They show great sportsmanship, and they're just great kids. You know, they do a good job in the classroom. They're good citizens in our hallways at school, and so they're just really easy to cheer for and support. So we'd love to see a bunch of people come out and cheer for them night in and night out. We'll try to make those schedules available through all the social media sites and things that the school has. And so just encourage people to come out and watch us and see what kind of product we can put on the field for them.
Well, can't wait. Thank you so much, Coach Lee Rucker of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball team. Looking forward to following along and covering the softball team all fall long.
Thank you. We appreciate your coverage, Brent.